achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Zipa predicts 6.4% growth for Zambia's economy in first quarter of 2026. UNSA lecturers and researchers protest over unpaid benefits. In global news, Ukraine to get 90 billion euros loan from EU as leaders fail to agree deal on Russia's frozen assets. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwenga. This is the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. The details. The Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research, ZIPA, has projected that Zambia's economy will grow by 6.4% in the first quarter of 2026. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chikuva has attributed the projected growth to strong performance in the manufacturing, agriculture, and mining sectors, supported by increased investment and improved production capacity. Mr. Chikuva notes that while economic growth slowed in 2025 largely due to the energy deficit, the outlook has improved following investments in the energy sector, additional release of special drawing rights by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and stronger export earnings driven by favorable copper and cobalt prices. He further indicated that if these gains are sustained into 2026, inflation could decline to single digits as a result of structural and transformative investments across key sectors of the economy. Mr. Chikuva has, however, cautioned that the positive outlook depends on strict adherence to fiscal discipline, particularly during the election period, warning that any fiscal slippage could undermine growth prospects and broader development objectives.
We see that the domestic economy continues to show resilience, steadily recovering from the impact of the drought experienced in 2023-2024 agricultural season. Real GDP is projected to rise from 4%, which we recorded in 2024, to 5.2% in 2025. It is further expected that in 2026 the economy would grow by 6.4%. This is building on the resilience and the adaptive capacities that are being put in place in the economy.
The Lusaka Magistrate Court has for the second time rescheduled judgment in a matter where independent Chiengi Member of Parliament, Kevin Katuta, is accused of threatening violence against the Times of Zambia photojournalist. When the matter came up before court for judgment this morning, Lusaka Principal Magistrate Ida Piri said the judgment in the matter is not ready to be delivered and will only be ready on Monday next week. The charge arises from an incident on 21st July 2023 in Lusaka, in which the prosecution alleges that Ms. Katuta threatened to cause injury to Times of Zambia photojournalist Henry Chunza and spat at him while ordering that he delete photos he took of her after she was suspended from the National Assembly. The alleged conduct followed parliamentary proceedings during which Ms. Katuta had been suspended by the Speaker. In her defense, Ms. Katuta denied the allegations and told the court the claims were unfounded, explaining she was confused and ashamed after being ordered out of the house. The initial judgment was set for 16th December 2025 for judgment after written submissions were conducted by both legal representatives. The University of Zambia Lecturers and Researchers Union, UNZALARU, this morning staged a protest within campus over unpaid benefits. The lecturers and researchers had planned to take their grievances to President Hakainde Hichilema at State House over unpaid gratuities, pensions and statutory contributions dating as far back as 2016, but did not receive any feedback from the police command. Union Secretary General Dominic Liche says the university's failure to settle the benefits has caused financial hardship and uncertainty among employees, particularly those who have retired or are approaching retirement. Mr. Liche says despite repeated engagements with university management and relevant authorities, the outstanding payments remain unresolved. And Mr. Liche has announced that the lecturers will not release results to students until government pays their allowances.
You can see the police are there. They have stopped us. We received a response from the police also advising us not to proceed with the protest march. Yes, but we were still resolved to proceed. But now it is clear that we cannot proceed. And we would want to still put this message forward that we are open to engagement and meeting the head of state with all our members so that their issues are addressed. The issues that have brought us here, there are gratuities that have not been paid from some time back in April 2016. There are pensions that have not been paid to retirees as far back as 2021. There are pension schemes, namely the ZISC superannuation scheme, whose members have not been paid as far back as 2012.
In more news, ZISC General Insurance has paid out over 3 million kwacha in claims by the third quarter of 2025, a significant increase from 230 million kwacha paid out last year during the same period. ZISC General Insurance Managing Director Trevor Jenga attributed the increase to the company's commitment to honoring claims promptly and supporting clients' needs. He also disclosed that 122 million kwacha was paid out to farmers affected by climate change under the Food Security Pact and 300,000 kwacha to farmers under the Women Economic Empowerment Project. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Jenga also announced the launch of this general cybercrime insurance policy aimed at addressing digital risks brought about by digital transformation. He noted that cyber attacks have become more sophisticated and the policy provides financial protection and access to specialized expertise.
The launch of this product reflects this general insurance commitment to innovation, relevance and leadership in a changing risk environment. As digital transformation accelerates, cyber resilience must become an integral part of our business strategy. This launch further demonstrates that insurance is not static. We continue to respond to the evolving needs of our country, and our role as an insurer is to ensure that progress is supported by robust risk solutions that protect assets, livelihoods, and public confidence.
In global news, European Union leaders have struck a deal to give Ukraine a 90 billion euro loan after failing to agree on using frozen Russian assets. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the support truly strengthens the country's resilience and says Russian assets should remain immobilized. He has urged leaders to use 210 billion euros of frozen Russian assets, but Belgium, where the vast bulk of the assets are held, demanded guarantees against risks from potential Russian retaliation that proved too much for some other countries. The BBC has more on this and other stories.
European Union leaders have reached a deal to lend Ukraine more than $100 billion after they failed to agree on using frozen Russian assets to come up with the funds. Hungary, Slovakia and the Czech Republic secured exemptions from the loan scheme. A gradual withdrawal of Rwandan-backed M23 fighters from the eastern Congolese town of Uvira is continuing. Locals say some remain in strategic positions in the city, but most are reported to have left on Thursday. They're understood to be massing about 25 kilometres away. The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary is suspending the visa lottery scheme that allowed the perpetrator of the Brown University shootings to live in America. Christine Ohm said Claudio Neves Valente, a student from Portugal, should never have been allowed into the country. He was found dead by police in New Hampshire on Thursday.